Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's been a really difficult week for me, and I'm going to kind of share in today's episode why and what got me here. Not every week can be a great week, and I've learned that that's okay. And this particular week, I think eventually when I look back on it in hindsight, it will be very pivotal to my journey. Because it has a lot to do with my perception of myself and how, although I do believe that my words hold a lot of weight, there have been things that I've been saying to myself consciously and subconsciously that have been hindering me from moving forward in certain areas of my life. You know that saying, your words shape your reality? Well, that particular saying has really felt very timely for me at the moment. I have so many different thoughts that have been instilled in me. And I don't want to blame others because it's not other people's fault for how I think. I just think that at times people can say things or put their own perceptions onto you, and eventually they become how you feel and how you think. Because if you have proof from their words, you will suddenly believe the proof. It's kind of like someone saying like, oh my God, there's a rainbow outside. And you look outside and you just so happen to see a rainbow. That's kind of what it feels like, because why would I question somebody's stance on something if I'm seeing it as well? But I think what it really is it's less about there's something actually there, and it's someone saying, oh my God, there's a rainbow outside. Go look. It's out there every day. And you go outside and you see the rainbow. And so then you believe, because you're seeing that rainbow, that it's there every day because that person said so. And I think that that is the difference between the things I've been feeling. And I'm going to kind of elaborate further. In last week's episode, I talked about how in my dating experiences, I have been super humble to a fault. Humble, I had too much humility, and I think that I shrunk myself a lot. And I felt like I had to do that because I have had many conversations with friends, with family, with past lovers about how my career can be very intimidating to a lot of people, and that my presence with how I hold myself and conduct myself, even just me as a person, take my career out of it, my presence alone can be very intimidating or difficult for someone to fully embrace. And that has been said to me my entire life, but more specifically, since I've become successful. And although I do believe that in some instances this can be true, I don't want it to be true. That's the truth. And I think that there are some things in life that are 150% fact And then there are things that are just not. And the truth is, what is a fact is that I am a woman who wants to be married one day, who wants to have a beautiful relationship with someone and have beautiful children, build an empire together where we pour into each other's cups and love each other dearly. And we're both God-fearing. We both love hard. We both have amazing family values. And we just built an incredible life together. That is a fact for me. That's what I want. And why is it that if that's how I feel, that I can't have that? If I've manifested everything thus far, my home, my career, my dream body, why can't I manifest my dream partner? So what that people tell me that men will not take to me, that I will not get the experiences that I want? You would think that that would have been something that I took and threw out the window. Thank you for sharing, but that's not my reality. But for some reason, I really took it to heart. And the more people that would say it to me, the more it became true. Your words become your thoughts, or even other people's words can become your thoughts, and then your thoughts become your reality. So then, after hearing all of these things, it literally became my reality. I was dating people repeatedly that made me feel like I had to clip my wings and stifle myself and step off stage because my light was too bright. And I would try to repeat the pattern in dating by not repeating the pattern. So I would slowly start to hide my good qualities or hide my success, hide the things about myself that I actually do love, but that I feel like someone else wouldn't. And what that was doing was it was creating an inauthentic connection, because once the truth was found out about, because the truth is, it always comes to light, people do find out who you are eventually, it became an issue. I kept meeting people who would say things like, "You are too much. You are intimidating. You do too much." And granted, they don't say it exactly like that, but they say it in other ways. They try to minimize me. They try to humble me. They try to measure up and have secret competition. And it was so uncomfortable because so many years have gone by that I've become successful that I really don't view myself as that great. And listen, guys, I'm not saying that I speak to myself negatively. That's not it. But I really do believe I live a pretty normal life, which I do. This isn't like a question. It's actual. I live a very normal life. I take care of my dogs. I run a household. I go to the gym. I grocery shop. I go to Home Goods. Yes, do I do it with more of a disposable income than others? Yes, do I have a little bit more of a free schedule than the traditional 9-to-5er? But I'm still a human. I'm still a person, and I'm still me. I have friends, and majority of my friends are regular people who are not in the content creation space, and my family are also very detached from social media as a whole, like completely. Like, none of my family members even have Instagrams. It's so weird. Like, but hey, it is who they are. I have continuously been met with this feeling and this ideology. And now I am reflecting, and guys, I fully crashed out this week because it just kept happening over and over and over again. And you ever have little small things happen to you and it's not that big of a deal in the moment, but then when they add up, and then all of a sudden you just have like a moment of just emotional distress? Well, that is exactly what happened to me. It was little small things here and there, and then boom. I had a full-on cry session because I am realizing now that what I want is not impossible, but how I've been going about it will make it that. I'm going to kind of give you a few situations so that you guys can understand why this is such a highly sensitive topic for me. So first, it started off with a few comments from family members, friends, and past lovers years ago. And these were people that meant well. I don't believe that for any second that they were trying to hurt me. They just believed what they believed, and it was their perspective that most people who are not secure in themselves and who are not self-actualized are going to be threatened by not only my success, but my self-awareness. Because even though I'm still learning and I always will be, and I am not perfect, I definitely am self-aware and very discerning. I am more self-aware than most people that I know. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that my entire career has been public and everyone can see how I am in my career. Like, my career is public and I'm in the public eye in the sense of how I speak, what I do can be criticized or commented on. And it has allowed me to grow in ways that I don't think I would have if nobody was holding me accountable, because I believe that I've created a space online that allows me to look inward in a healthy way. And the people who have followed me all of these years, you guys, of course, have really allowed me to shed certain layers of my skin and see myself in different ways that I probably wouldn't have had I just been living life offline all these years. That being said, it started off with small comments like that. And I would go, oh, blah, 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 blah. And even a past boyfriend of mine said something to me like, when we were breaking up, he was like, you're going to have a really hard time finding someone again. And by the way, he didn't say it in a mean way. He wasn't like saying that to me like, have a good life. Like, he was saying that I need to be patient because I'm going to have a really hard time finding someone because who I am is a lot. What I do is a lot, and it's threatening. And I think that that thought got placed into my head, and somehow it got put into my way of thinking, which now is my reality. So every situation that I've been in has been some sort of similarity to that statement. It is so on point. And it comes in different forms. Sometimes I'll date a guy who says he doesn't mind, but his nonverbal cues and how he is acting is showing me that he minds. Then I'll have someone who will completely ghost me when they find out what I do. I have had that happen to me more times than I can count, where I would lie about my job because that was something that I would do. I would show up inauthentically because I was afraid that who I was going to be too much for someone. So I would always just be like, I'm in marketing or whatever, something similar to that, because I thought that maybe hitting someone with the truth later after they've already fallen for me was going to be easier. But I realize now that people have the internet. People can look someone up. It is what it is. I usually can't hold on to the lie for that long. Unless a guy is super disinterested in me and he genuinely doesn't give a fuck, they're all going to look me up at some point, whether it's on Instagram or on Google. I don't know. Similarly to what we do as women, right? So I will have people look me up and completely ghost me. I actually got ghosted a few weeks back. I was really connecting well with this particular guy. He was great. And then he followed me on Instagram after I told him I didn't have one, because a lot of guys will be like, oh, give me your Instagram, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I deleted it. I'm just like working on me. And then I don't know how, but he ended up finding me on Instagram. I never like told him my full name, but he figured it out, followed me on Instagram. And then I kind of like said to him in text, like in a cheesy way, oh, I guess you found me, cat's out of the bag. And he like overcompensated by being like, oh, I don't care what you do. And like, it's not a big deal to me. And like, blah, blah, blah. And then ghosted me the next day. And things were going great. So it was so weird. So these have been my situations. Okay. Then I go out last night and I'm out with my girlfriends and we're just shooting the shit. And it's at a restaurant that I love, that I go to quite a bit. And somebody that I know that works there, he actually owns the restaurant, but I digress. We were kind of talking because him and I have a rapport. We speak like friends, whatever. And he was like, yeah, I couldn't date somebody like you. Like, it would just be like too hard. And I'm like, elaborate. Like, what? Like, what's the issue? And, you know, he was like, well, like, you know, I like to be the provider. I like to be the person that like has it. And like, you just are a lot, you have a lot going on. Like that threatens a lot of men. And I'm like, so my career is what, hurtful to your ego as a man? Does it emasculate you? Cause I present myself as a receiver. I don't walk into situations with a man and pull out my imaginary dick between my legs and say, I'm paying for dinner, bro. No, I show up very feminine. I still expect a man to foot the bill. I want a man to provide. I'm very traditional in a lot of ways in my life and a lot of areas. And it doesn't matter, because once they realize that what I have threatens what they don't, it becomes an issue. And I just think that last night was my breaking point. I already kind of was crashing out after the ghosting situation, but last night was my breaking point, because this particular commentary, like when I was talking to this guy yesterday, he said this for no reason. Like, I did not bring this conversation up. It just happened. And I came home and I was so upset about it. And then I realized, oh my God, Haley, you are living the same repeated hell over and over and over again, because this is how you think of yourself. You think of yourself like this. You believe that you will never find someone who truly loves this about you. And you believe that you need to dim your light to find love. And you believe that you need to stifle yourself and shrink yourself to be appreciated. And that a man would require you to be a damsel in distress in order to be loved. Literally. My thoughts have become my reality. Now it's random conversations that come up. Now it's how I feel. It's how I'm living. It's my experiences. And I really had to get real with myself and ask myself, well, how true do you want this to be? Because you have the power to shift it. I have shifted so many things in my life that people told me would never happen. The things that I had built, the things that I have done, people would laugh if I told them I was going to do that. And so what? I'm supposed to believe people? I had someone tell me, please, YouTube is dead. All of the famous YouTubers already exist. It's too oversaturated. You're not going to make it. I heard this when I was doing YouTube. Imagine I believed that thought and I started living through that thought. I probably would not be in the position I am in today. I really am committed to becoming better. It's always my priority and it feels like such a privilege. I feel the most myself when I am devoting time, energy, and attention to my growth. This was something that I did not realize I was doing as bad as I was. I knew I already had thoughts, ideas, and overall just opinions on dating as a powerful woman. But I did not know how much that would have ruled my experiences. And even had ruled my experience with myself, because not only am I playing small to attract someone, but I am teaching myself that I have to play small to be loved, that I have to play small to be appreciated. And I had to really ask myself last night, would you want to be with someone who had to let your beauty, your power, your intensity, your passion, your drive, would you want to be with someone where that had to grow on them with time? Would you want to have presented as this poor boy and then suddenly, you know, the person finds out months later that you're really just a prince? Like, no, that's not what I want. I want someone who views my success as inspiring, as motivating, because that is the partner that I deserve. I deserve to be with someone who accepts me for who I am and what I do. And no idea, perception, or even just opinion that isn't fully true could penetrate their experience with me. Because a lot of people have incorrect perceptions on careers like mine. And that is not for me to fix within them. If they want to put their own perceptions and ideas onto me, that is something that they have to deal with. But it's untrue. I think that we have different thoughts about different people all the time. I'm sure that a lot of men think that women who are in music, who rap or sing, that they are ran through because of the things that they sing about, or that, you know, people who do certain jobs, like it could be anything, but that doesn't mean that that's true. And I think that the realization that I had was that I have been creating a very unhealthy dating life for myself because of my own feelings about someone's feelings about me. My fear took over and I didn't allow myself to be authentic from the start. And I have to thank my life coach for this because she always says to me, well, do you know that without a shadow of a doubt? Like, do you know that that is true without a shadow of a doubt? And if the answer is no, then stop saying it. And that hits me super hard today because I have been saying things consciously and subconsciously for a very long time about myself that I didn't realize were actually going to build up to this pain and hurt. I did not realize that I was playing small. And I believe that not only was I playing small with myself, but it actually made me play small in dating experiences. I dated people that never had the capacity to hold me in the first place, never had the light, the ambition, the drive, the motivation to even be a part of my life long term. Granted, I've met some really wonderful people that were incredible to date. I would say that I've dated in my life three incredible men. But the missing component was that there was something major that I could not look past. And that is okay. There was something major, or it just wasn't the right time. And I love that saying that they'll say something like right person, wrong time. But there was a saying that I heard that said, if it's the right person, wrong time, then it was the wrong person. And I realize now that that solved so much in me. That solved my feelings on past relations, my feelings on letting go of certain things, my feelings on myself and how much weight I was putting on things not working out because of X, Y, and Z. When in reality, things didn't work out because things weren't meant to work out, because God has bigger plans for me. And I'm trying with my newfound acceptance, because let me tell you, this is only a day old, guys. This is day one of acceptance. So it's going to take me a while. But with my newfound acceptance, I really want to start going into connections authentically. I thought I was showing up authentically before because I would be myself and I would be showing up physically how I look and speak how I speak now, but I was not speaking highly of myself in ways that I thought would threaten them, that I thought would hurt their ego. But I have to ask myself, well, if it would hurt their ego, wouldn't I rather know so that I can be with someone who it doesn't than never know and play small forever? It's not sustainable to shrink yourself when you really are that bitch. when you really have motion, when you really have things going on, and there is room for two main characters, because you can be the main character of your life and they can be the main character of their life. And I think for a long time, I used to think that I had to find someone who would accept that I am kind of a main character and that they just have to accept that. But in reality, I am also willing to accept that somebody is the main character of their own life as long as they're willing to accept that I am of mine. And that we can both nurture, pour into each other, and give each other what one another needs, and embrace each other's qualities. I believe that the people who have a problem with who I am in entirety and in totality were never a match for me anyways. And I have to accept that. Rather than putting this dark cloud over my dating life by saying I have to show up as a person that I think a man would accept or appreciate because I don't want his ego hurt, I rather just show up as me in life every day and it will attract one really great person, because that's really all it takes. It's important to change your thinking, and this will become your reality. I never thought that I would be the person who is still speaking about myself negatively. But I guess I just didn't view this as negative because I thought it is what it is. People are threatened. I have to fix that. But the truth is, that's not true. Not everybody's threatened. I have incredible female friendships where we are very different and they're not threatened. So why must it be that a man is? And I should know better, considering that my own dad appreciates everything about my mom, and she is a very driven, independent, hardworking woman. She's definitely not a damsel in distress, and she definitely isn't someone who lacks autonomy. So I have the proof that all it takes is one man to accept that. So I need to start walking in my true purpose and stop allowing myself to shrink and clip my wings in hopes that it would make someone be able to digest me better. I had to give myself a little apology letter today. I wrote myself something and I just said, you know what, Haley, I'm sorry. I am so sorry that you thought that who you were was too much. You're not too much. You're just right. And who you are has gotten you so far in life, and the person that you're meant to be with will love that about you. And you don't want someone who only wants to see parts of you. You want someone who sees all of you and accepts it. So with this newfound acceptance and authenticity, I will get back to you guys. Currently, I am not going to be dating. I'm taking some time for myself. But when I get back out there, I will share with you guys what I have experienced. Because I think that moving with love and moving with grace and moving with authenticity will only attract what you are. And that is what secure attachment people do. Only anxious and avoidant people seem to really have this vacillation and this struggle. And as someone who always leaned more anxious, I am ready to step into my power and my true essence. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I love you guys so much, and I will speak to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.